This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Radio show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Another hour of the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Jot that number down, 844-551-8255. Always good to hear from you guys, whether you write, email, text, mail, whatever, or you call. I believe I'm one of the most accessible people on the planet. You write to me, I give you my phone number. Now, I can't, always answer the phone, and my voicemail only holds 6 messages, as is a reason for that, because I don't want to have to listen to tons of them. But if you call that number, you can always leave a message. I will get it. If we're on at the time, we'll put you on the show, whatever. And if we don't put you on the show at that time and you want to be on, we'll put you on later. You guys know it. I get back with you. And I want to do that because this is not about me. This is your show. This is what I do represents you. I don't do it for me. If I were doing stuff for me, it would not be this. And I don't mean any disrespect for the people that do it, but I got better things to do. And, God put me on this mission. I'm going to do it until he redirects me into another, something else. But let me tell you, this is not what I would choose. I would be on a beach and it'd be some little midget bringing me drinks and asking me and you remember the end of Trading Places? Mr. Coleman, what would you like for dinner? The steak or the lobster? And he goes, why not have both? That would be me on Cane Bay in the Bahamas and, sipping on cocktails and waiting on the next little, boogie party later on in the evening. That would be me. Or I'd be watching some maestro play music and learning how to play music. Or I'd be gallivanting through France working on my language skills. Or I'd be trekking in the Himalayan mountains. Or I'd be somewhere in China, practicing martial arts with the masters and stuff like that. That's what I'd be doing. But I'm here doing this. Why? Because we have a crazy world out there. And I don't know about you guys, I don't want to leave this world to my kids the way it is right now. It's ridiculous. Bizarro world. A good example. A teacher gets arrested in Colorado. She's facing child abuse charges. You want to know what she did? She forced a student to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Karen Smith, 21-year veteran of teaching. And she'd been, over the years, that's not a long time for some of us that are longer in the tooth. You can go back 20, 30, 40 years, and you remember every child stood for the Pledge of Allegiance and put their hand over their heart. That's what you did. Yeah, but we've watched a denigration of moral values among our youth, and what she did to reinforce, esprit de corps, I guess, was what we used to say in military school. But this feeling of America first and respecting the flag and love of the country has landed her behind bars. Physical education teacher at Angevine Middle School in Lafayette, Colorado. She's accused of grabbing a student by the jacket, forcing him to stand during the recitation of the Pledge of Allegiance, then forcibly removing him from the classroom afterwards. Now, this all sounds really bad, right? Forcibly, forcibly, forcibly. This is a middle school. Where do you think this miscreant's going to be 4 years from now, 8 years from now? He's going to be an Antifa terrorist. The Boulder Valley School District issued a statement saying they were cooperating with authorities. A teacher wants to say respect the flag and cooperating with authorities. Look, if they said we're going to have a day to a moment to appreciate Muslims, I guarantee you, that school would say and do nothing. That school, not only would the teachers not say anything, the principal wouldn't, the superintendent, the school system would allow it. It would be good to go. But you say, stand for the flag, honor the people who allow us to do this. And oh, no, you're forcing people to do something. The level of ridiculousness that I see in stories because, this is what we do. This is what we do every day. We go out and look. I'm not out there going find all the anti-American stories. Find stories where, you know, schools hate America and focus on those. These stories will come across your feed. You don't have to do anything. I don't want to make it sound like our producers don't do much or my researchers don't do much, but I'm telling you, you don't have to look very hard to find these stories. These are the stories that, and so let me just say this. When you get a story like this where the teacher's actually trying to do something, you know, that I think is good, I think that's a good thing. It's a good thing. Respect your country. Respect the people that allow you to be there. Oh, Kevin, you're one of those. One of those what? What am I? Why is it so bad for that? You wouldn't want people bossing your kids around. I didn't. When I stood for the Pledge of Allegiance, I didn't feel bossed around. I felt like, you know what? It's the least I could do for the people who died to protect me and give me this opportunity. It's just a matter of perspective. But they don't care. The new generation of people, they don't care. But let me tell you something, folks. I refuse to let you get discouraged. There's so much negative out there. Oh, you're gonna lose the 2018 election. Donald Trump's a piece of crap. You know, gun control and all these other things. Let me tell you something. Do not get discouraged. You're gonna win. You're going to win. Everything that has led up to the very moment that Donald Trump got elected, I have to tell you, was ordained by God. As much as you went through in those eight painful years, that Obama administration, the most painful of our lifetime. If you're 100 years old, you haven't experienced more pain than you did under Barack Obama. I don't care, 8 to 80, blind, crippled, or crazy, as we said, meaning everybody. You have experienced the worst 8 years of your life, unless you're part of the elites. Unless you are a leftist progressive and you're one of the elites, then you can say, nope, I got over. But other than that, if you are Main Street, you got crushed. It doesn't matter whether you were LGBT, woman, gay, what all. Because let me tell you something. In the end, when America loses, the world loses. The shining city on the hill for the Muslim community is Dubai. I wouldn't live there. The overwhelming majority of Americans that I know, I'm talking about the intelligentsia. Let any Hollywood person tell you, I would relocate, I'm talking especially women, I would relocate from America and go live in Dubai for the rest of my life. Find one. It's over there. They have the money. Why don't they go? Doesn't matter how great they have it over there. It is nothing compared to the freedom they have in America, even if they weren't movie stars. Because in Dubai, they don't care about their movie star status. Those Muslim men have a culture that says, I don't have to care about you. So, anyway, look. This teacher, she gets railroaded. That's the way that it is, unfortunately. And we've got to change this thing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We got some important stuff to talk about today. But if we don't get to some of these other things, I'm telling you, the topics just slip by. And I'll give you an example. Romney. Romney's back. He wants to become the senator of Utah, replacing Senator Orrin Hatch. Now, Senator Orrin Hatch has been a rhino his entire career. Happy that he's gone to some degree, right? Because he hasn't been the best representative of Republicans. I'm talking about the people who put Republic in Republicans. But when Donald Trump took office, Orrin Hatch started thinking very differently. He's talked about Donald Trump having the guts to actually tackle problems. I bet you there are a lot of congressmen and senators who are saying to themselves, man, this is what we were sent here for. Donald Trump is saying, why don't you guys act? See, they've become so used to not acting, to just saying, well, I don't know what the public thinks. I want to keep my seat. I want to be safe. And Donald Trump's going, look, I'm term limited. I'm going to get stuff done. I have a legacy that I can build over an 8-year period. That's 2 college degrees times for college degrees. And if you're smart, it's time for 4 of them. time enough for four college degrees, and he's saying, I'm going to study this, and I'm going to get things done. And year one was absolutely masterful. The man is a genius in so many levels, because you have to understand all the pressures that the guy's facing. So Orrin Hatch sees this, and I think he's not the only one. I believe many of these politicians are going, holy cow, man, this dude, he comes in, and you know, things that we've wanted to do but were afraid to address, he addresses. And by the when Donald Trump gets it to sway to that 51%, which is the polling, but it's really more like 67 in reality, these guys jump on board. Tax cuts are a perfect example. I mean, look, the leadership was never going to let tax cuts happen. Even though Barack Obama asked for them, they weren't going to get it. But there were too few Republicans afraid to press Obama on tax cuts. See, leadership, if I'd been in Congress, I would have said, man, this dude knows nothing about economics. He's coming here, he's ruining the economy. And unless he passes tax cuts, he's an idiot. And I would have gone and met with companies and said, look, I've already got a consortium of governors who say if you come to their state, they'll do this for you. They'll give you tax, you know, breaks and things like this. Let's bring those businesses back. And I understand that we can't do anything about the Fed right now, but we can do stuff here. I would have been orchestrating behind Obama's back to force his hand. Now, it would have been a lot tougher. It was much easier for Donald Trump to say, okay, Carrier, if you Raytheon, you move Carrier, you're going to lose big contracts. Okay, we leave Carrier alone. It was one thing for Trump to be able to say to Ford, hey, look, I'm going to arbitrarily raise tariffs, and you're going to be hit if you continue manufacturing offshore. Okay, we're not going to do it, President Trump. Hey, guys, if I can get these tax rates down for you by executive order or otherwise, is that going to help you? Yeah, we'll come back. And what happens? That leadership made it happen, and it's easier for the president, for Congress to have fought the president, Senate or otherwise, would fight to have fought Barack Obama would have been tough, but it could have been done. Now these guys, though, they're showing, you know, we got a leader. We got a guy who will build a wall. He's given enough reason to do it. He's getting rid of bad banditos. He's making sure that we look good on what's going on here. You know, the Republican side, the conservative point of view, is getting enough media coverage that we're not at the mercy of the media any longer. We're not at the mercy of the Alinsky tactics of the left. But I hate that now that Orrin Hatch has made this transition, Romney comes in, and he and President Trump are playing footsies right now. President Trump said, hey, good luck in your run, Romney. Now, other people are mad. They're going, well, what's Romney? Why is he going from Massachusetts to Utah? Why is he going to be a senator when he's really a carpetbagger? For me, it's a demotion. I think when you're a governor, why would you want to step down and become a senator? Governors have budget control and life and death in their hands. Why would you want to be one of 100? Oh, I know it's prestigious versus one of 435 House people. House, but it's still one of 100. There aren't that many governors, and they have a lot more power. But Romney's willing to take that step down. Now the question is why? How's he going to legislate? Now, here's what I think is cool about this. Donald Trump says, congratulations, whatever, Governor Romney. Hope you make it. Good luck to you. Throws out an olive branch. They've supposedly had two or three conversations. And here's what I will tell you about Donald Trump. They had a hard fought, you know, when he was going through the primary. He had a hard fought battle against all the other Republican opponents. Romney came out and said the dude was reckless. He was crazy. We never should have elected him, blah, 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 you know, or shouldn't elect him. And, you know, had some cold words. I remember that speech. I watched it. And I thought Romney delivered it well. And he made some good points based on what we thought we knew about President Trump at the time. But now that Romney's got a year under his belt with President Trump, I would hope that he goes, you know what? This guy knows what he's doing. Now, President Trump, to his credit, says, hey, let bygones be bygones. And I think that's so cool. He's got Rick Perry on his staff. He's got Ben Carson on his staff. Others who didn't like him at the time, who he may have even said some bad things about and during the run-up. And then he says, you know what? We were fighting, man. So all's forgiven on my end. Here's a cabinet position. I think you're actually pretty good at this spot. Now go prove it. Continue your career. If you work under the Trump administration and you're good, there's no reason why you can't win. And here's what's interesting to me. Romney immediately comes out. He says, I want to be the next senator from Utah. And he goes against the grain on gun control. Two or three issues that are out there right now floating around. He goes against the grain, apologizing to the media, whatever. Very anti-Trumpian. When are the Republicans going to get it and say, you know what? I can stand behind this president and his tactics work. People want truth and they want results. I'm seeing more and more Republicans who they're talking about. Kevin, they're going to be leaving. They're leaving office. And I think to myself, good. That's the cleansing that Donald Trump talked about. That is the draining of the swamp that Donald Trump talked about. And my hope is that whether it's Romney coming in as a senator from Utah, if he makes it, because I don't know that he's going to make it necessarily, but if he does, or these new congressmen will be coming into the House, replacing Trey Gowdy and the like. President Trump said, hey, good luck in your run, Romney. Now, other people are mad. They're going, well, what's Romney? Why is he going from Massachusetts to Utah? Why is he going to be a senator when he's really a carpetbagger? For me, it's a demotion. I think when you're a governor, why would you want to step down and become a senator? Governors have budget control and life and death in their hands. Why would you want to be one of 100? Oh, I know it's prestigious versus one of 435 House people. But it's still one of 100. There aren't that many governors, and they have a lot more power. My hope is each of these guys understands that when you are steadfast, true, and loyal to the American public, you can be successful. More on this teacher arrest when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
No rules that make a kid have to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. There are no rules to make kids do anything these days. You can do what you want. You could be a five-year-old and smoke reefer in a school. I bet you they would say, now they would probably give the kid a, call his parents up and say, listen, we, you know, it's probably not a good idea for them to start this early, but hey, you got some? Smells pretty good. I know it sounds far-fetched. There is nothing that surprises me about the left when it comes to no rules, you know, laissez-faire, do what you want, as long as it fits the leftist narrative. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. A teacher got arrested for making a kid stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. School district spokesperson says there's no rule that requires a kid to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. So let me just put it this way. The district doesn't support its employee. An employee says, look, this is the way I handle my class. No, that's a district rule. It doesn't work like this. I remember, you remember going from class to class and he would say, boy, Mr. Lifesty, you know, he don't play. You know, you don't mess around in his class, but you could go to Mrs., you know, Goober's class and she was like a little easier going. That's the way it was. Some places, you know, you got a little more discipline. Others, you got less discipline. That was what now it's, oh, it's got to be uniform. Well, if it's got to be uniform, let me ask you this. What about uniform learning? What does every kid learn the same? Is every school the same? Are we all getting the same thing out? Is it a franchise? Do we really have a franchise in education in America? I'm just curious. Glad you guys are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Whew, we are dishing it out today. 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show, kjradio.com if you want to contact us otherwise. If leftists had their way, folks, they would drop Old Glory. That's America's flag for you leftists listening to the program and don't know what I'm referencing. You would drop it. You would say, why does America even bother to have a flag? I don't understand. Why do we even have a national anthem? It seems so crazy, so stupid. And why do they do it before all the big sporting events? And why is it that it's played on, you know, when you sit in the Olympics, they play it up there. I don't understand. Can't they just give them their trophies or give them their medals? Yeah, why do we? Why do we have a national anthem that gets played when the Olympics occurs? Why do we have a national anthem that gets played before we do a sporting event? And for the record, every other country does it. Why do we have it? Why is it that we have a flag? I want the leftists to answer this question. Why do we have a flag? Does a flag denote anything? Is it just to say, oh, that's the United States and that's their flag? Was there any thought process that does it go into anybody's flags? Because they're all different. Some of them are boring. Japan's got a big, you know, just a thing in the middle, a big rising sun, a big red dot. Korea's got the red dot with some symbols around it. On the corner, and so on and so forth. No, China's got the red one too, right? I don't know. Here's my point. There's some symbolism behind all of it. And every country has one. If you want to disrespect America's, why is it that every country has a flag? And that flag is respected. And in some cases, if you disrespect that flag, they will kill you. Now, I never hear anybody talking about this. Can you imagine in North Korea, if you disrespected the North Korean flag, if you did not, you know, stand for the anthem, and somebody saw you not standing for the anthem in North Korea, now, oh, Kevin, there you go. You're trying to make America North Korea. No, I'm just giving you some food for thought. What if? Do you think Kim Jong-un cares? Do you think China cares? Do you think Cuba cares? The Castro brothers and all these other countries. Do you believe that British people care about their flag? I'm not talking about the invaders. I'm talking about the indigenous people. Do you think they care about their flag? Do you think they care about what it means? Do you think they care about the British national anthem? The Canadian national anthem, eh? You think they care? The Canucks? You think they take any pride in their country? Why is it that when we ask Americans to respect the national anthem and to respect the flag, we got to hear,
well, what's all this about?
God forbid we talk about American spirit or America first. Thanks to people like Colin Kaepernick, folks, the decline of patriotism is evident. It is palpable. You can see it. The country faced fierce division when Kaepernick took a knee. There should have been no division in the country when a dude takes a knee during the national anthem. I mean, am I just being unreasonable here?
Oh, Kevin, he was protesting the oppression of black people.
If Colin Kaepernick were protesting the oppression of black people in Africa, in countries in Africa, I could see it. The oppression of black people in America is ridiculous. It's nonsense. Leftists call him a hero for boycotting the NFL. He's a hero because he takes a knee and boycott of the job that he's paid. What does that have to do with his job? Look, I'm not trying to litigate Colin Kaepernick. He's been found guilty, and so is the NFL, and he's paying the penalty right now. Trying to make sense of nonsense is what the left does.
Oh, I see the symbolism of him taking a knee. I understand it.
What do you understand? You bonehead leftists that are out there, man, talking about open borders and gun control. You are gun control nuts. You are gun control freaks. And I'm going to tell you something. If I had my way, I'm just going to put it out there. I would like to see every one of you get the crap beat out of you every time you talk about nonsense like this. I'd love for you to have to live with illegals. And I would love to just watch how they take over your property at the end. I would love to have you have a gun-free society that you want and the consequences of it. And the only reason why there's a part of me that backs away from those statements is I never wish anything bad on anybody. But see, you think it's good. These leftists think it's good.
We should let the illegals in. It's Kevin, what's the worst that could happen?
I don't know. Maybe you get killed, get your head cut off, your daughter gets, you know, sold into sex slavery. I don't know. I'm just putting some stuff out there. What's the worst that could happen when you let the country degrade into anarchy by pretending that black people are getting oppressed? Look, I'm a black man. If I see that if the oppression of police or oppression that the people want to claim is out there, I would be the first one. Just ask yourself, you know me. You know me, audience. What do you think I would do if I saw that oppression? I don't care about, is it a Republican, is it a Democrat, whatever. If I see oppression by police, I'm doing a movie about police, bleedingbluemovie.com. Go check it out. And if they were oppressing blacks of the way that they were, do you think I'm stupid enough to do a movie to support them? It's ridiculous. But we got to deal with these clowns, these leftists. Abraham Lincoln wrote, If ever I feel the soul within me elevate and expand to those dimensions not entirely unworthy of its almighty architect, it is when I contemplate the cause of my country. Martin Luther King sang the national anthem before his I Have a Dream speech, then quoted the Declaration of Independence within it. This American creed gave people a sense of purpose, a high ideal to live up to. It bonded us together, whatever your identity. You could be American, Jewish, Irish, African, whatever. Whatever your story was, you came together because of America and because of those powerful words written. We didn't dissect who wrote them and what was the motivation. But now, this is what we talk about. Over the years, America's civic religion was nurtured the way all religions are nurtured, by sharing moments of reverence. Didn't matter whether you were Jewish, you were a Christian, you even a Muslim, or whatever your religious thing. Whatever it was, America took the best of it and brought it together. The American Muslim is the best Muslim in the world, I promise you. Not the ones let in by Barack Obama. The ones who were here, like Dr. Judy Zasser. Those people came here with the idea of just living their religion, living their lives in a peaceful way. It does happen, believe it or not. So what happened? Obama happened. Obama's attack on America. 8 years. America allowed an enemy to hold the highest seat. Obama played into this anti-American narrative, gleefully apologizing for America's greatness. Hey, the left said this guy had sermon-like eloquence, but his actions as president spoke louder than any of his words. Obama institutionalizes hate. Academia teaches hate and despair. School system that carries to this day burdens of the Obama-era policies. And here's what the New York Times pointed out. Since Barack Obama pressured educators to adopt a new code of conduct, making it harder to suspend or expel students of color, even kids who punch out their teachers aren't automatically kicked out of school anymore. Previously, if you hit a teacher, you're gone, said Peter Kizernoff, a black conservative on the U.S. Commission of Civil Rights, but it's not the case anymore, thanks to race-based discipline quotas sweeping the nation's schools. So put it in perspective. A student can assault a teacher, it's okay. But if a teacher wants a little bit of respect, stand for the flag, that teacher can go to jail. I talked about this earlier in the broadcast. Every day started with a prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance when I was a kid. Maybe we should go back to that. What do you think? Maybe we'd have fewer school shootings.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Michael Flynn could not be in a better position if he'd orchestrated this. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. Oh, my goodness. Got to tell you, Mike Flynn got the raw deal, but good. And I don't know all the shenanigans around it, but it appears that a lot of people are now in trouble for what happened to Flynn. I read this. It's got to, like many other big stories, Susan Rice, security clearances, Conyers, will take media a long time to confirm. But you know how Peter Strzok's system didn't back up? You know why? McCabe altered his 302 of the Flynn interview and deleted all history of revisions. So there was a person that wrote that saying that we got all these big stories out there. Susan Rice manipulating the FISA court, security clearances of Conyers had to do with the sexual harassment or whatever. And this person that's writing this is saying all these things are going to take time to confirm. But Peter Strzok's system didn't back up. And now they know why it happened. We're now peeling back the layers of the FBI to understand how these things are being manipulated. Excuse me. And more importantly, why they're being manipulated. As I told you, it's one thing to commit the crime. It's another to cover it up. The cover-up is so much tougher. You guys, believe me, you know this. Every single human being listening to this program knows what I'm talking about because you've done something. You either sneaked out of the house when you were a teenager and you had to get, you know, I don't know how many people, but you had to get three friends. Even it got so desperate at times, you were probably like, I have to get Danny's mother to say that I stayed the night with Danny because I know my grandmother's going to call. You know, you've done something where you know that if you had just fessed up, life would have been a lot easier. You wouldn't have lost hair. You probably took a year off your life or 6 months off your life with some nonsense, you sneaking out. I'm going to go to the party. I'm going to go with my boyfriend. I'm going to go with my girlfriend. I'm not going to tell so-and-so or whatever. And the cover-up became massive.
Well, it was really funny, Kat. I saw your car parked out in front of, that adult bookstore, or whatever.
It broke down over there, and,
Well, you were seen coming out with a bunch of videos and books.
Well, no, I was helping a friend of mine, take those, because if we got the car running, I bargained with him to do...
And what friend was that? You have a friend that works in the bookstore?
And you find yourself just going, because guess what?
You snagged. You should have just said, yeah, occasionally I go there. I mean, it's whatever. And that would have been the end of it. It was funny. We were having this discussion in church, and the pastor says, and I believe this wholeheartedly. He says, people look at churches for sanctimonious people that don't do anything wrong. That is so wrong. It is the complete opposite. Church is full of sinners. And if you're smart, you recognize you're a sinner. You don't come in there faking it. Oh, yeah, I'm just here to show off my new clothes, my new car, and to sit amongst the sodomites. The sinners. I am not one of them. I do not have any problems. Let me tell you something. You got lots of problems. Yeah, conservatives, God bless you. I love you, man. You got lots of problems. You got problems with kids. You got problems in your relationships. You got problems. I'm not talking about just your spouse or your girlfriend or whatever. You have problems at work. You got problems with anger management, with alcohol abuse, with all kinds of stuff, sexual addictions. You have all kinds of problems. Admit it. It's okay. That's what... conservatism is about saying, I can admit this to you, and brother, I'm going to help you. Sister, I'm going to help you with this. You build yourself up by putting yourself around people who are going to help you understand those problems and deal with them. Not sweep them under the rug and rationalize them and give you a new sense of morality in everything that you do wrong. No, that's why you don't want to tell people stuff. But let me tell you, the quicker that you go, no, this is it. This is me, bada bing, bada boom, the better for you. Leftists don't do that. They do the Harvey Weinstein. They got a few people that cover up. And then rationalize it. No, Harvey, you're okay because you make good films. You're giving these young women a break. And Harvey's like, you know what? You're right. Yeah, it's kind of, it's like what I deserve. And so the girls are like, well, I mean, if I'm going to get that big break, I mean, it's just what you got to do. And so they become caught up in it. Oh, I guess it's just the way it is. So that becomes the new morality of Hollywood. The Hollywood tries to fool you into, oh, we're going to fix this. Hollywood ain't fixing anything. Not fixing a thing, man. So you got the FBI who runs on the same moral compass, who now says, look, the ends justify the means. If we want to get rid of this crazy man, Donald Trump, and this is the only way we can do it, this is the way it is, baby. Why is everybody complaining? So what? I altered a 302. So what? I got rid of all the interview notes. And then Flynn's trying to go, I don't think I said that. Well, what did I do over here? Which, by the way, I still don't understand how you go to prison, because I would say, look, I don't give a crap what your notes say. You're not getting me, oh, it's a technicality that you did this and you violated the Logan Act or whatever. You know what? I don't really care. What I can tell you is this. You've already talked about intent with Hillary Clinton. I had no intention of violating any acts. So you can go for it. And I said this at the time. I said, Donald Trump should not have abandoned Flynn. So yeah, it's proving to be true. What Donald Trump should do right now is he should say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm bringing Flynn back into my administration. Now that he's been cleared, now that we understand what's going on, now that would be a media coup. Because, oh, he's bringing Flynn back. Yeah. How about putting the spotlight on a guy who did nothing wrong, who got railroaded by the left? Saw a tweet that said, the FBI raided 68-year-old businessman Paul Manafort's home in the middle of the night looking for Russians. FBI received info that Nicholas Cruz said he was going to be a professional school shooter. Then a second credible tip that Cruz was armed and dangerous, but there was no raid for Cruz. They dismissed it entirely, but they go, because the narrative was we got to get Trump at all costs, they go drum up something on Manafort, who, by the way, has closer ties to Hillary Clinton and the Podestas than he ever did with Trump. But that is the new norm. That is the new, you know, barometer of the FBI's, what am I trying to say here? That's the modus operandi. They don't care. They don't care about truth and justice. The Bureau has no interest in that anymore. They care about their narratives. So now Flynn has even more evidence that he... I'm just saying, if I'm Michael Flynn, I'm feasting right now. I'm going, man, bring it. We posted two things about Flynn the other day where Mueller has said, you know what, special order to, we're not going to go, he's not going to plead guilty anymore. Oh, and by the way, we're going to throw this out. And I told you guys, I said, there's something afoot. It's too easy. This is the guy that was supposed, their entire Russian narrative hung on Flynn, and we got him. And then it was Manafort. We got him. I'm going to tell you something. I predict Manafort gets out, gets free. I know Flynn's going to. It is going to be a month. The FBI will have zero on Donald Trump. I mean, they already have zero, but I'm saying they have zero on anybody associated with Donald Trump. Zero. And you're already watching it play out.
They've indicted 13 Russians.
What a ruse. What? It's sick. If you really think about it, it's a sick thing to do, because Manafort knows he's not going to get... He's got indictments. No Russian's going to be arrested in this. Not a single one. No connection whatsoever of Trump or anybody else with this 13 Russians that are being... What's he going to do next? Arrest Snoopy and Scooby-Doo? I mean, this is ridiculous. And they don't have the guts to tell you there's nothing there, because they need it to go on. And the bigger thing is this, and I talked about it before. They can't arrest anybody on the other side, because once they do that, the dominoes fall. But it's coming. You listening to me, Carl? Carl says, Kevin, they're not going to arrest anybody. Yes, they will. And when they arrest one, you watch it. It's going to be boom, 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 boom. And you're going to go, what just happened? Kevin was right. That just happened, Carl.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.